public schools in Buffalo received good news last year. Its four-year graduation rate rose by 7%. Still, nearly half the district's high school students fail to earn a diploma. The struggling urban school system continues to look for dramatic fixes, and this year they're starting in kindergarten. The Innovation Trail's Daniel Robison has the second part of our series on the high school dropout crisis.
Did you have a good summer? Yeah. Raise your hand if you had a good summer.
Mrs. Brady's students are all here. As kindergartners, they're part of the Buffalo Public Schools class of 2025.
Now wave your hands like this if you had a fantastically amazing summer.
While most happily play along, one boy resists beginning his scholastic career. The sight and sound of a crying child is common in kindergarten, says Principal Nadia Nashir. In many cases, this is enough for parents to keep their kids out of school, among a litany of other reasons, she says. But this year, Nashir's school is trying something new to keep kids coming back. Someone dressed in a giant fuzzy frog costume is jumping around the school. He's known as Ready Freddy. His lily pad decals line the hallways. Freddy's theme song is piped through the school.
Lots of stories. Learn my letters and numbers too. Are you ready, Freddy?
Ready Freddy is a new program BPS officials are hoping turns around years of alarmingly low rates for attendance and graduation. Principal Nashir says the animated amphibian will try to instill a love of school among the district's youngest students. The green mascot has already made a connection, she says.
They kind of gave him a high five, like he was a good friend of theirs. Oh, Ready Freddy, give me a hug. And it was a different kind of environment. Last school year, I remember my kindergarten teacher having to put like a bookshelf near her door because students were running out.
And that can set a trend that shapes the child's whole school experience. Nashir says continued poor attendance leads to low achievement and illiteracy. If a student cannot read by third grade, she says they will likely not graduate high school.
When you get to fourth grade, the skills get a lot difficult, and you're expected to read to learn. So you're reading social studies books and science textbooks to learn information, not to learn how to read.
So by getting youngsters to associate fun with school, the Ready Freddy program tries to create the good attendance and learning habits education officials hope will carry them through to graduation. But this effort is as much for parents as it is for students. So says Will Carestis, a Buffalo Public Schools associate superintendent. Ultimately, school attendance comes down to parents, he says. Ready Freddy tries to drill into guardians that their child's education is essential to their development and success in life, all with a soft edge and cartoonish spirit.
When parents are given an opportunity to be welcomed and encouraged and to see that the school is really theirs, it doesn't belong to some other entity, it belongs to them, that they will step up and that they will want to be a part of school as much as they can.
Ready Freddy has improved School 45's attendance this year, says Principal Nashir. If these preliminary results hold and BPS can find further funding, this education-loving frog character could hop into all the district's schools in the coming years. In Buffalo, I'm Daniel Robison for WRVO News.